Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face
of... Hi. Hi listeners and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, well, we're coming to you a little bit early as we welcome artist manager and very dear friend of mine, Jill Santibanez. We'll talk with Jill about her career, how she first got started in the music industry in the first place, and what's coming up for her and the rest of her artists that she works with. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome my dear friend, Miss Jill Santibanez to the show. Hey, Jill, how are you?
Good. It's Tuesday today, of course. Happy Tuesday. Thank you, Cody, so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you again for doing this. As I mentioned a little bit off air, it's been quite a few years since we've actually physically spoke.
I know. Can you believe it? We were so lucky to have you with us at Bellport Taps in Nashville, and we were able to do an interview with you. I think it was on the patio at Bellport Taps just to mm-hmm. talk about the great show that you're doing. And we were just so blessed to have you there with a bunch of artists that were playing on stage. And I'm so glad that you got to join us, because anytime people can attend music events like that, especially anything that we put on, we just appreciate everybody that goes and cheers for the artists, because, and they're, I think we just had a great group that we had on our show, and you were there to be a guest on our show too. So yeah, thank you for being a part of it. I know everybody appreciated it.
Absolutely. And we had actually met the first time about a year prior to that, which led to being invited to Bellport Taps. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember. Yes, I do remember that. It was actually at another music venue in Nashville, mm-hmm. Right in front of the Commodore, and mm-hmm. and you were doing an award show. You were one of the awardees, however you want to say it. You were awarded an award, and that was really cool just to be there. And I think we were also awarded Manager of the Year by that wonderful iHeartRadio station. So
yeah,
it was another great group of people. Yes,
absolutely. So I kind of wanted to dive in a little bit and talk about your background in music, and talk about how you got started in the management side of the business.
Yeah, so it really started when we first did the TV show Nashville Entertainment Weekly. Actually, TJ Cates, who's my partner, we've been together for 7 years, which has been wonderful. We've been doing our TV show for I think now it's been 7 years, and he did it a year prior to when he and I started working together, and then of course connecting and seeing each other. But that kind of took off when we had our show on Music Row, and we'd have guests. And some of our guests said, we really appreciate the way that you interview and the way you promote us and the way you get us attention and views for your show. Have you ever thought about doing like any sort of like promoting, like artist management or radio promotions or anything like that? Because some artists, they really don't know where to start. And that's what I really enjoyed about it. And not just the radio promotions, but kind of like the artist development side of it, because I was really new to it about 7 years ago, and I was just thinking, well, I love promoting, like I love the entertainment industry, and why not, because we were in Nashville, why not kind of delve into the music industry and see how we can help promote people? And it just kind of took off. We got artists that were interested in working with us, And of course we do have a small fee because, you know, everybody has to make a living and pay their bills. So, but we really try to work with everybody and just to promote them in the best way. And even if, you know, they're not ready to record new music or they have a song that they haven't put on digital distribution, you know, we do walk through all those steps with them, but we always say, well, why don't you be a guest on our show or do like a Facebook Live takeover on our show page just to kind of get started. And then when you're ready, you know, come back and talk to us. So we really try to work with everybody in the best way and just kind of see what they're looking to do and where they're at.
And you brought up something that I've seen so many years. You guys do so much promotion on social media. It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoy it. I love social media. You do a great job too. You're all over Instagram, and I'm like, go, Cody.
Well, I try. You know, I mean, and to be honest, social media is basically the lifeblood of this show, pretty much.
Yes.
That's where we get 98% of our guests. That's where we do probably 100% of our promotion. So without social media, I would essentially be nothing.
It's incredible. And I love that you're utilizing this space, this Blog Talk Radio call-in space, because you can really reach so many people and promote it in such a great way. And it's such a professional platform. You're doing such great things with your show. Just bravo. And how long have you been doing your show now? I know you made a post about it.
Just over 10 years, which is...
Oh, my goodness.
Which is still mind-blowing for me to say. I mean, I've been at this 10
yes.
years. It's
you've been in the music industry longer than I have. Yeah. Congratulations on everything you're doing. That's incredible.
I appreciate that. I've actually covered the industry, the music industry, for 8 of those 10 years. The first 2 years we covered another industry. And we actually covered Hollywood for the first couple of years.
Cool.
And I still have friends and connections in Hollywood, but music's always been my passion. So back in 2014, I said, you know what? Let's try and see if we can work in some independent musicians into our already established Hollywood people and see where that takes us. So I did that and I made the switch full time in 2014 and I've never looked back, you know?
Right. Well, plus you're close to Nashville, like you're living close to Nashville. So I think it kind of makes sense. Like, why not? And I think because you're absorbed in the community anyway, and you know firsthand what it's like, I think you can give a lot of insight to artists that maybe have never been to Nashville or even know what to expect when they get there. So I think what you're doing is great just to kind of help them, like we do. We try to help them kind of take the first step. And like TJ says, you know, just get them a couple rungs up on that ladder and mm-hmm. just give them a footprint in Nashville where they originally wouldn't have before. So I think that's really cool, everything you're doing. And if you don't mind, like really fast, TJ and I just finished a feature film. We actually filmed in Mississippi. And mm-hmm. do you mind if I plug that since you were kind of Hollywood, talking about Hollywood? Is that okay?
Absolutely. I go right
thank
ahead.
Thank you. So we just filmed an incredible feature film. We had an amazing local cast from Memphis and from Mississippi. And these actors are so amazing. And actually some of them, they did come out of like the Memphis area, but also different parts of Tennessee. And we put this together and it should be available. We were hoping for Halloween this year, but because we have digital distribution, it's going to go on Amazon, which is really exciting. So it should be early 2023. It's called The Haunted Farmhouse. So mm-hmm. it's a horror film and we're really looking forward to it. So I just want to throw that out there. And we're on Facebook and Instagram if anybody wants to follow us. And if you have any questions, they can let us know. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. You've got your hands in a bunch of different projects, haven't you?
Yes, which we really enjoy. And I say we because TJ and I do like 100% of everything together. And
right.
And he does like our editing for our TV shows, and he and I host it together. But it's wonderful because he and I both started as actors, and that's really why we were doing our Nashville Entertainment Weekly show. But then because we were in Music City, we figured, you know, why not do artist promotion? It just made sense. And we were on Music Row anyway.
Right.
So a lot of different fun things.
I wanted to go back to something you said. Something that I tell artists all the time. These days, TikTok is huge these days. So I tell artists this all the time. I go, if you're not on TikTok, get there.
Yes. I think it's really funny because a lot of people are kind of resistant when it comes to new social media platforms. But what's great about TikTok is it works with Facebook, it works with YouTube, and there's so many great features on it. And I think why not, if you can get an extra follower, an extra listener, somebody to just see what you're doing. When you're an artist, it's so great just to play, not that you can just play on stage, but you can also just play like from the comfort of your home or, mm-hmm. you know, wherever, park, wherever you can, and just, you know, sing, play your music. Because TikTok is an amazing platform where you can sing a song, even just a clip of your song, and say, hey, like, check out my website, that type of thing. Yeah, I think that's an amazing thing to do, is especially because it's free. Like, any social media that's hot right now that you can get on and just show what you're doing is a great idea, for sure.
Absolutely. And you had people like Tiger Lily, Cooper Allen, Priscilla Block. They all just absolutely blew up because of that app. So I never know when you post something what's going to happen. I mean, it could go viral and you could sign a major record deal the next day, you know?
You never know. Exactly. It's really good to utilize social media platforms, multiple social media platforms, because you just never know where your listeners are or your demographics. So you just want to make sure that you're reaching all those demographics that you're trying to reach.
So I'm going to step a little bit outside of the industry for a second. I know you have the absolute cutest 4-year-old daughter. How's she doing?
Thank you. Yes, she's great. She's 3. She looks like she's 4. Oh, my goodness. I know. She's just so tall. But she's 3. She'll be 4 this December. And she's great. I took her to daycare. And thank you so much for working with our daycare schedule, because I feel like it's a lot quieter at our home office if she's in daycare. So I really appreciate that. No, she loves school, and she's so much fun. And she loves, actually, you know, it's really funny, is I need to start her own TikTok, because she loves doing, like, these dance challenges with me that I just discovered. She's like, we can do that,
that's
mommy.
Hilarious.
I'm like, yes, we can, 3-year-old. Yeah, so she's so fun. And she's,
that's hilarious.
I mean, just, you would never think that a 3-year-old is capable of everything that she does. I think she just spends so much time with us, and we take her, like, CMA week, we took her with us to the venue, and it was just so much fun to be at Cabana Taps, which is Rose that owns Belcourt Taps. She bought Cabana Taps, and it was just called Cabana, and then she changed it to Cabana Taps. And we had our CMA Week event there this year in June, so we took Annalisa, our daughter, with us, and she had a blast. So we were doing interviews, and she listened to the artists on stage, and she was just, I think because she has so many cool experiences, I think she's just a little bit more worldly. I don't know, but she has so much fun.
Oh, that is awesome. I see her all the time on on Instagram, Facebook, y'all are posting pictures of her. I see it all the time. It's great.
Yeah, and she gets to meet the coolest people. Like, she met Lee Greenwood. She met, oh, my goodness. I could not tell you. Jeannie Seeley. We went backstage at the Opry CMA week, and she got to meet Brenda Lee, and Brenda Lee was just so sweet to her. And you just, when you're a mom, you're just like, thank you so much for being so kind to my daughter. Yeah, so it was, she gets to meet the coolest people, and we're just so blessed to do what we do and bring her with us, because the entertainment industry is just, everybody we've met has just been so great and so welcoming,
you know,
which is so wonderful.
And, you know, that's another reason why I love this industry as much as I do. I mean, I love the country music industry with literally every single fiber of my being. It's just not even funny. But another reason why I love this industry is like you said, the people are just beyond incredible.
Yeah, I think it's like a Southern hospitality thing. And it's a family, like a lot of people we've found are family oriented. And even Lee Greenwood said, I love that she's here in the studio with you. Like when we were interviewing him, he said, I used to take my kids on the road, my wife and my kids, and we'd go on the road and they would just, you know, sleep on the t-shirts until we were ready to sell them. And he said, we would always be together. And that's what you do. You're just together as a family. So it's always really sweet. And Georgette Lennon, she's so sweet. She's an amazing mom. And she just picked up our daughter and it was so sweet. And Jeannie Seeley was just so sweet. So I think they understand when you have a family, it goes along with the industry. Everybody has a family. So they're just so gracious. And it's just been so nice because Annalisa, she always tries to be on her best behavior. And we've went backstage at the Opry with her twice, once when she was an itty-bitty toddler, well, an itty-bitty baby and then a toddler. So she's, yeah, as long as she has, like, a toy or a snack, she's good. So we're like, yeah, that'll keep her entertained.
And
now it's her iPad. Now she's like, yeah, she's, like, all about her iPad, which is really funny. I'm like, you're three, yeah, so.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Opry like you did earlier, I've been to the Opry once in my life. A friend of mine was playing that night. I've known him for years. And he managed to score me a backstage passage to the Opry. And from the second I walked in, literally every single person could not have been nicer, you know?
It's an incredible experience. I'm so glad that you got to do that. It's wonderful. And just the legacy that it holds and all of the great people that have walked through and, gosh, it's an incredible place.
Absolutely. I was walking through the halls and I was like, I think I've just died and gone to heaven right now.
Yeah, I love the pictures on the walls, and I love how you can see the memorabilia that even Carrie Underwood, some of her shoes are there and like on display and jackets it's amazing to see all of the wardrobe, and then each room is dedicated to somebody. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it was such a great experience. Now, in the last probably 10 minutes or so we've got, I know you work with a bunch of people, and as I was telling you off air a little bit, thank you for always keeping the show in mind when your artists have new things coming up.
We appreciate you so much. Like I told you off air, I was about to say off camera because we usually do filming. But you make our job so easy. Just people like you that are so positive about artists and what they're doing. And because you even told me, you said, well, when they have a new song, we'll have them back on the show. And that is so nice of you, because sometimes people get busy and they're like, you know, I've already had this artist on this year, maybe next year. But you're like, no, you know, if they have a new song, I'll interview them. And that's just so great, because artists get excited about all their songs that they have. And sometimes they put out an album, and I really encourage them nowadays, you know, just put out singles, because, and then once you put out the singles, then come out with an album. I know it's kind of hard to do, because you want to put out all that you have, but people just have such low attention spans these days. I feel like if you put out singles periodically, like every few months even, then people say, well, when's the next song coming out? When's the next song coming out? So I think just that anticipation for your new music, I think, will be great for people. But, and then even do like a 3-song EP, like once you've done that, you know, it's really so nice of you to interview them when they have new music, because it's just, like I said, it's just so exciting for them. And just going into the recording studio, gosh, I'm not a singer. I mean, I wish I was. I'd be like the first one on that stage with the microphone. But just going into the recording studio is such a long process, making sure it's mixed and mastered and getting it on digital distribution. It's like all that waiting just for one song. So just you appreciating each song is really nice.
Now, I've been covering this industry a little over 8 years now, and I know you've been in the industry a while yourself, and I'm sure I probably agree with this, but I've seen the grind, I've seen the highs, I've seen the lows, you know, and I feel like this industry is one of the toughest industries to crack.
I think what you just have to do is you kind of have to treat it like a business when you go into it. You just have to make sure that you don't kind of take it like halfway. Like, you just need to go all the way with it. You have to make sure you're getting professionally recorded music. You have to make sure that you're getting professional pictures taken. And I even tell people, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on pictures, but you do have to spend money on your recordings. Like, you can take good pictures with your iPhone. iPhones now are incredible. So you can just make sure you're in good lighting and close up, kind of like being an actor. You know, you always have to make sure that you have current headshots. So you just need to make sure that you're doing, you know, different outfits and just look at what other people are doing, whoever you idolize, whoever you listen to on Pandora, like TG likes to say, you know, who are you listening to now? Like, who do you kind of emulate that you want to be like, not exactly like, you know, sound like, but kind of mirror their career, like what are they doing that is working for them, type of thing. So I think really professionally recorded music, professionally done pictures that at least looks professional, and just promote yourself. And what we do is we kind of help you along the way. We want to make sure that you're with a PRO, which is, you know, BMI, CSAC, or ASCAP. Make sure your music is licensed to protect it when it goes on radio, and help you build a website if you don't have a website. We do that as well, and start social media pages for you and get your music on digital distribution, which is, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, Apple Music. It's no longer iTunes, Apple Music. And there's just so many steps that sometimes people just don't know where to start, so that's where we really help artists. And like you, with our TV show, we give them a platform, having a show, just to talk about themselves. So I think we're probably the only PR record label that has a television show that airs on TV in Nashville. We're on the Music City Arts Channel. So, and it goes out to 500,000 viewers in Middle Tennessee. So and then of course it shares on social media, and now we're on AME TV and Vidalia TV and Natchez TV as well in different states. So, and then it's on Roku. So we want to make sure that there's a lot of things that we offer as a business that can help artists grow, and of course becoming a CMA member or an ACM member, we help them with that as well. So there's a lot of things that they just don't know if, you know, where to start or what's important or what steps they should take. So we really try to ask them, well, what are your goals? And let's help you achieve them, and let's see what we can do first and that type of thing.
Right. And speaking from experience, having experienced your show and being interviewed by both you and TJ, you guys are extremely efficient. I mean that show ran like clockwork.
Thank you so much. TJ is really good. He runs the camera. He's the one that buys all the camera equipment, the lighting. He makes sure that the audio is how it should be, and that's a big job. Like, I don't want to say that all I do is show up and try to look pretty, but I do research on the artists. I do. TJ, he's so funny because he's like, he's more off the cuff when it comes to his interviewing, and I'm more like factual. Like, I'll read your bio, and I'll see, you know, website, and yeah, and I'll see what songs you have out on digital distribution, so we can talk about those. But TJ likes to ask them kind of personal things about them, like who are you listening to on Spotify, what got you into the industry, and who, you know, what artists did you kind of grow up listening to, and your parents, that type of thing. So because he's known country music way longer than I have. I'm from California, so I'm very new to the country music industry. So, and really it kind of started when I met TJ, is when I took interest in the country music industry. Not that I didn't appreciate it, because I always had an appreciation for it, but I didn't grow up with it. So my mom loves classic rock, and my dad likes 80s music. So, and I grew up with, you know, kind of alternative, indie. You know, I really enjoyed like hip hop and ska, which is kind of like big band music, but a little faster and hipper, and just different music like that. So it was very eclectic. And when I moved to Nashville, I just wasn't around it a lot. And even like the shows that I went, and I call them shows, which are like little, kind of like a smaller version of a concert. You know, we call them shows in Nashville. When I went to shows, they wouldn't be country artists. So I just wasn't around it enough. And TJ, you know, really helped me kind of get into the industry. And before I would interview people too, especially, he's like, well, listen to this music, you know, listen to this classic country, and you'll kind of understand what we're talking about when we interview people, when they talk about classic country. And I was like, that's a great point, because you really want to make sure before you go into something that you're well-versed in it. So I know that for me, even like watching the CMA Awards, like I attended the CMA Awards because I would get invited to attend, but I never watched them before. So I think all of this is so exciting. Like all the red carpet stuff is so exciting. And we've covered the red carpet for the CMA as well. We do a lot of red carpet events as well. So it's really cool just to see like the camaraderie and just how people have grown, and just watching artists that kind of weren't big, and then like the next year they blew up. So it's really cool. Like you said, it could happen overnight.
Right. You know, and speaking of award shows, I'll be back in Nashville next month.
Really? Cool.
I've got nominated again for the Josie Music Awards.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I can finally go this year. Thank God.
That is
and,
so exciting.
So I'll be there at the end of October, and I cannot wait.
Oh my goodness, that is so cool.
You know, I've not been to Nashville since I think it was 2019 or 2020. So I'm more than ready for a Nashville trip.
Yeah. Well, I know you get busy just like everybody else, and sometimes traveling, it takes time, all the planning, but I'm so glad. This is such a great occasion for you to go to, because you're nominated for an award. Like, how cool is that?
Absolutely, and it's also one of the biggest independent award shows in the country, so, I mean, I'm still freaking out about it.
Yes. I'm so happy for them and everything that they're doing. And I think they've been doing what they've been doing for just a few years now. And I think it's grown tremendously. I think they're really doing a lot of, like, kind of outreach like a church does. They're doing, like, a lot of outreach to people in, like you said, other countries, and not just nationwide, but I think they're getting a lot of recognition for bringing and multiple genres to. I think that's so cool because we actually do multiple genres. We have, we even have like a jazz/blues artist on our label, which is super exciting. And we've had pop artists that we promoted and Christian artists and even like kind of country rock artists. So it's really cool just to, I mean, Nashville, as you know, is not just country music. People come from all over to record in Nashville just because they have some incredible recording studios that are multi-genre. So
And
just the caliber of recording studios are incredible in Nashville, their professionalism.
And that's another thing I love about specifically the country industry. It's it's got this blending of all these genres. Like you've got country rock, country pop, country rap. I mean, it's I love the direction it's going these days.
Yes, I know. I love the collaborations with other genres. It's so cool. Just because for me, for me, that's what I'm used to. Like I'm used to like that kind of pop, you know, alternative where it's not just like one thing. And I think it kind of introduces you to an artist that you normally wouldn't know. So I think that's way cool. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Well, listen, this has been so much fun, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. You already know this, but if there's ever anything that I can do for you, I don't care what it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Cody. Do you mind if I mention our website and our emails really fast just in case people want to contact us? Thank you.
Yeah,
so our website is NashvilleEntertainmentWeekly.com, and our general email is NashvilleEntertainmentWeekly@gmail.com, and then my direct email is EntertainmentNashville@gmail.com. So if anybody has any questions, wants to send them or wants to send us their music or just be a guest on our show or do a Facebook Live takeover, please connect with us and let us know how we can help you.
All right. I think we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your day, but this has been so much fun finally getting to actually speak with you physically for the first time in like 5 years.
I know. I can't believe it's been that long. Oh, my goodness. And that was before our daughter, Annalisa. Yeah, I know.
Right,
she can't wait to meet you. She loves meeting awesome people.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. So I think we're gonna let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, sir, and you have a wonderful day. God bless you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy our interview with the lovely Miss Jill Santibanez. Let's see. Next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome Darian Lee to the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.